Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Hey, praise the Lord. Yes, we are One of Messiah congregation, and I just thank God we could be here this afternoon. We have Brother Corey and Brother Paul, better known as Saul. How are you today, Brother Saul?
I feel good. How are you doing, Andy?
Very good. Good. Amen. You know, I'm just happy that we're here today, that, you know, we have an opportunity to get the gospel out. We are called, for the people listening, our broadcast might be a little bit different to your eardrums because we come with a Jewish Hebrew perspective, way of looking through the Bible, because we are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah, and his name is Jesus in English or Yeshua in Hebrew. And I just thank God we could be here. You know, today is, today is May 4th, 2007. But we also look in God's Bible, you know, the Bible that we carry, a Hebrew Bible, or the English Bible, the King James. And according to that, today we're in the, believe it or not, we're in the 16th day of Ziv. Now, most Christians never heard of Ziv. They think I made that up when I say that. Yeah. I always tell them, go to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. It says right there, it's the second month of God, and it's called Ziv. Isn't that a shame that, I mean, it's right in the Bible. Nobody ever heard of that. What do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of amazing because I never knew it either.
So. Well, I mean, I never knew it. You know what it is? I remember when we were in this sort of the Pentecostal Assembly of God world for many, many years, we never heard anyone even talk about that.
I used to see Psalms, and then it would have little things in the back of it, you know, and I thought, well, that's a good month. I didn't know what month it was.
Really. Exactly. I mean, that's because...
For a year, you know.
So now that we got more in touch with our Jewish roots, our Hebrew roots, you know, all these things start meaning things, you know, Ziv. It's like, wow, God has a name of a month. That brings my mind to, wow, God must have a calendar. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking God has a calendar, not anybody else. That's like beyond my imagination. When I say that, I always think of God, you know, because he's so supernatural. I mean, he's got the universe in his hand.
Yes, he does.
You know, remember that song, Got the Whole World in His Hand? But anyway...
He holdeth our life in his
hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. So anyway, if you'd like to talk to us today, now we're live at the studio. You're live, aren't you?
Getting more liver than what we are right
That's
now.
That's right. Especially with all the vitamins you take.
We're ready to blast off.
Praise the Lord. You can call us at 615-256-1360. 256-1360. We entertain all questions, comments. We'd love to hear from you. You know, the Feast of the Lord, that's what we've been talking about, I've been talking about for the last few weeks. Tomorrow, believe it or not, makes the fourth week of counting the Omer. It's the fourth week of after Yeshua or Jesus rose from the dead. We're on our way towards Pentecost or Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks in the Bible. That's tomorrow. That's tonight, actually. Tonight. What starts tonight at sundown?
That would be Sabbath.
Yes, another thing that we didn't even know about in our whole lives. Satan hid this from us, the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. Isn't that a shame? I mean, how do you count? One, two, three, five? That's the way Kurt Cameron counts. But we count one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
And we're people that follow the Bible. We believe in the Ten Commandments.
Kurt and Ray, yeah. That's the way they count.
Kurt and Ray, they need some Bible lessons. I wish they would join us. And they need some Jewishness. They need some Jewish eyeglasses. Maybe we could send them a few pairs. But anyway, yes, we're on our way to Pentecost. And, you know, I can't figure out why the Christians do not even know about Pentecost. That's like supernatural. I mean, a second chapter of the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit comes down upon all these Jews that are in Jerusalem. And a lot of people don't even know why all the Jews were in Jerusalem. Some people think the Pentecostal church started there. Or the church.
Tell them why they were there.
Well, according to the Torah, which is the five books of Moses, all the males had to go to Jerusalem three times a year on three different feasts of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Feast of Weeks, Chag Shavuot, is one of the feasts. So all the males were in Jerusalem at this time. Just so happens, of course, Peter's there and the apostles. And believe it or not, Peter says, these men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And God poured out his Holy Spirit upon the 120 there, and they spoke with other tongues, and all these people, all these Jews from other nations heard them speak. So that was prophesied in the book of Joel, It happened in the second chapter of the book of Acts.
So that's also when the prophecy also, along with that, that God will pour out his spirit upon his handmaidens, and they shall prophesy.
And we have a few handmaidens
that
in our
congregation. Day then, wasn't it?
That's right. And there's some handmaidens running around. Sure, praise the Lord. We got my wife is a handmaiden.
Anne from Antioch.
Praise the Lord. You know, we have there's many sisters around the world. I was talking to a sister today from Florida, Sister Z. She'll probably call us, I bet, now that she heard me. Anyway, we just love brothers and sisters that uphold the Word of God, you know. And we talk about, you know, the Feast of the Lord. And this is what most people don't even, never even heard of that term, the Feast of the Lord. They think we're talking about the Feast of the Jews. Now, remember, we're at 256-1360. I know someone is listening out there. Please call us. Don't be shy. 615-256-1360. We're right here. These Feasts of the Lord are never spoken about in the churches, right? Have you ever heard that?
Not much. Once in a while, they glaze over. Once in a while, they kind of glaze over, you know, this and that and the other thing, but it isn't like a main focal point.
That's because they don't know the spring feasts have to do with the first coming of Jesus, Yeshua.
I think a lot of people think that it kind of passed away.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fall feasts have to do with the second coming of the Messiah. You know, if we look on our calendar, and the third month of God is called Sivan. Now, you probably said, where does it say that in the Word, right? You go to Esther chapter 8, verse 9.
Good book.
It's the third month, the month of Sivan, right?
Amen.
So what we do is we say Sivan 9th, which is May 27th, which is a Sunday. That's mm-hmm. Pentecost, and it's a Sabbath, too. There's two Sabbaths in a row coming this month. There's the weekly Sabbath, seventh-day Sabbath, and then there's the Pentecost, which is a Sabbath. Seventh-day Adventists don't even know about that.
So people that don't know what Pentecost is...
The Pentecost is the giving of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And it's also, if you rewind and go back mm-hmm. to the time of Moses, it was the giving of the commandments on Mount Sinai. The giving
Same
of
time.
The... Yes, yeah. Right, in the third month of God. And this is the time. So you got two things going on. Way back here, God's giving his law, the Torah, the law, the commandments. And then, boom, here we have thousands of years in the future, the Holy Ghost given.
And we just went over Passover, which is there, but also it's the same time that the Lord...
It's this, Passover is the same thing. They kill the lamb
same
on
time,
the 14th.
Though,
and then, hundreds of years in the future, Jesus, Yeshua, dies right on the 14th.
Right on that.
I mean, because he is the Passover.
See, a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that either.
Well, that's why we want people to call. And you church people, listen, are you listening? Time to learn the Bible from Jews. You know, it says in the book of Zechariah that 10 men will grab hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew and say, we'll go with you because God is with you. Now, that's Jews like us. That's not Jews in Judaism that don't know the Messiah. We're talking about we're real Jews because the Bible says in the book of Esther chapter 8, many of the people of the land became Jews. And that doesn't mean Jews in Judaism. That means Jews like us that accepted the Messiah. We're Jews like the apostles. They were Jews. The prophets were Jewish. Jesus is Jewish.
It's easy to stereotype, though, you know?
Yeah, that's
Whenever
why.
You see something that looks Jewish, it's Judaism.
This world sort of gave a look to Jewish. You know, it's really sad. Tomorrow, you know, when we're at the Sabbath, doing our Sabbath service at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church, and you're invited, too, if you're listening.
Why don't you folks come on out and check it out? Seriously.
Amen. Unfortunately, tomorrow, when we're doing the Sabbath, guess what's happening tomorrow here in America and around the country? I guess around the world. They're doing something called Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
and that's the fifth day of May. This year it falls on the Sabbath. That means how many drunken parties will be on the Sabbath?
Probably more than 10.
I mean, first of all, Cinco de Mayo is not the Independence Day of Mexico. Most people don't even know what Cinco de Mayo is. It's not even an American holiday. It's just another excuse for people in America to get drunk. I'm not going to get into it, but people, let's think about it. Everybody knows about Cinco de Mayo,
yeah.
But nobody knows about the Feast of the Lord. And that's what I don't know, really bothers me, because the churches don't teach it. The synagogues don't teach about Jesus, Yeshua. So we're Jews that believe the whole Bible, and we want people to know the truth. Why don't we do God's holy days? So we don't do holidays. We do holy days.
And I think, Angelo, people don't understand that when a person gets saved, that accepts the Lord as as a personal savior, that a Gentile means a person that's not Jewish, but you become a spiritual Jew.
Well, you become
spiritually.
Well, Bible says you become a Jew in your heart.
Right.
Because that's a real Jew, not just one outwardly. Apostle Paul says that.
Yeah.
You become a Jew right in the heart, and circumcision is of the heart.
So
you
this
know?
Message is for Jews, Gentiles, and Koreans, and Africans, and
well, Jews
Russians and everybody.
Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles is all the nations. God has many good prophecies about the nations joining Him in the last days.
Indiana.
You know, this week has been an amazing week. You know, because besides studying the Bible, I'm the minister here, and I research. This week has taken me away from researching because I had to do some actual different things of work, which the Bible says we have to do. And you know, it makes you see the other part of the world. There are so many people I met this week that lie. You know that little word lie. I have them fill out like credit applications and things of that nature, and they just lie and they put down fraudulent information and they think nothing of it. And then I go check their credit and I find out they're liars. They have, when I read the Bible and I look up the word lie, I'm just shocked by how many verses it talks about lying. And, you know, it says in Revelations, all liars, that means friendly liars, skinny liars, fat liars, blue liars, black liars, white liars, pink liars, all liars, they're going to have their part in a lake of fire, which burn it with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's Revelations 21, verse 8. All liars. But people lie to me just 1, 2, 3. I mean, does that happen to you?
Yeah, where I work at, it's a whole lot different because where I work at, there's a lot of people that just don't care, and they treat things that they should treat good, bad, and it's just people that I think people get into an apathy to where they just don't care, and they become you know, all you do all day long is just pick up after people until you're just wore out.
I know. You know, I wish people, you know, I know there's people out there running around gangs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm around them all the time.
I wish they'd come and join the gang of God.
I wish they would, too, because when I grew up in Chicago, I was, you know, there was gangs all over the place. And there's just a lot of gangs that the people really need the Lord.
Amen.
And there's a lot of very rich people that really need the Lord. And there's a lot of very poor people
that need
really
the
need the
yes.
Lord.
Yes. We tell people all the time, you know, whoever's listening, you know, someone has to make a stand for God. In every generation, God picks some people that make a stand. Someone has to keep the commandments every generation. Otherwise, the word of God won't continue. And I thank God that we, you know, we surrendered our lives, and we're here preaching the gospel.
It takes courage, you know.
It does.
It really does. It takes courage to do that, you know. Just like Rahab the harlot, you know. She didn't know, really. She knew what she had to do, and she knew that she would be saved. She had that faith.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could be a sinner.
Yeah.
It takes a real man and a woman to say, hey, wait a minute, I want to do something for God. I want to start doing something right. You know, I was talking to, you know, some of the law enforcement agencies this week, mm-hmm. and I was talking to this one man, I said, you know, one day we're going to meet the real judge, and this is about eternity. Absolutely. He goes, yeah. I said, yeah, I mean, you never know when you're going to meet the Lord. Doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you're going to meet the Lord. So I thought, well, these people that run around and just lie and make believe different things, I'm just shocked. I was looking up all these verses today, and it just blows my mind. But I also saw that this couple of verses in the Bible says one of the things God can't do, can't lie.
Yeah.
isn't that wonderful?
He can't fail either.
He can't fail. I mean, this thing. In other words, you could trust God. I mean, he does what he says. It says it's impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6:18. Titus 1:2, it says, in hope of eternal life. God said we're going to get eternal life. And guess what? It says God that cannot lie promised before the world began.
Amen.
Just think, we got eternal life if we keep his commandments. I mean, we keep the Ten Commandments every week.
Amen.
Let me see. You didn't grow 2 heads yet. How many arms you got? I mean, you still got 2 arms. I mean, nothing. Look, keeping the commandments makes you feel good in this world that's so dark and wicked.
And it's amazing that Saturday is the most busiest retail day and busiest day, period, of the whole year, no matter what you're doing.
Doesn't that seem like...
If I was a devil, I would did the same thing.
I know. It almost seems too obvious. Now, we're one of Messiah congregation, and for you that know Hebrew, Kahal Echad BeMashiach, in Hebrew, we are all one in Christ. And we invite you to call us. There must be somebody listening, do you think? 256-1360. Call us, 615-256-1360. We're right here at the studio.
Just pick up the phone.
I know. Now, we come from the Word of God. We're not making this up. I know maybe we don't sound like Southern preachers. Maybe we don't sound like I don't know what we sound like to you listening. But we're people that love the Lord, people that keep the commandments of God. You know, this week, besides all liars that I met just about, I was looking up the verses this morning about being honest. I mean, really, how many people do you meet during the week that are honest?
Not many.
Isn't that sad? I'm talking about the Bible says, provide things honest in the sight of men. That's Romans 12:17. Apostle Paul is always talking about honesty. I mean, when you think about your life, you know, like I'm not talking about like when we do things for God, like we're going to go witnessing today, Lord willing. We're going to go right into the streets today and preach the gospel. We're going to be downtown Nashville. We'll be out there, Lord willing. But how many Christians do you see out there preaching the gospel?
I don't see many, and I used to think about that a lot because the way that we grew up is we went out, I got saved in California, and we got taught to go out every day and witness and testify, and it became a way of life.
And I know. Some people just hide out in their houses. They think that's being holy.
But no matter what you do, folks, at the end of the journey, the Lord, you know, people say really important things right before they die. And, of course, the Lord said important things all the time, but he said go out into the highways and byways and preach the gospel to every living creature.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And when you do that, it is so rewarding that words can't explain it.
Amen.
To
praise
see a person
the Lord.
Come to the Lord is just the greatest miracle that I can think of.
Sure. I mean, I'm, you know,
changing.
It's winning a soul to the Lord is the most important thing. It says in Romans 12:17, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest. It says Romans 13:13, let us walk honestly in the day, not doing anything. It says not in rioting and drunkardness. Not in rioting and drunkenness, and tomorrow Cinco de Mayo.
You know what what you just said reminded me?
What's that?
When we used to work at the store, you know, we had the most famous evangelists on earth come in. And I mean, I met all of them.
We met all kind of famous evangelists that didn't keep the Ten Commandments.
Only one of them, ever said, do you know the Lord?
Exactly.
And he was a singer.
Right.
It's amazing.
You know, I remember, I'm not going to mention any names, but these two people that... I met these two people on that sort of own Trinity Broadcasting. I'm not going to mention any names, but I met them a few times. We had a clothing store. They never invited me one time to come to church. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, maybe they thought I was too much of a weasel.
They were nice people, they just, I remember.
Yeah, I mean.
She came in and pinched my nose, walked around the store and pinched my nose and left.
Well, that's not of the Lord. The Bible says, you know, not even supposed to touch a woman. A woman is not supposed to touch a man. Yeah, I mean, all we're trying to get at is, where is holiness? Where is being right with God? Where is being honest? I mean, where is being just? You know, this message today is a simple gospel message. You know, Jesus even talks about the tares. Remember that? What I'm talking about, when he went and sowed the seed, he goes through all these different levels of where he sowed the seed.
Yeah.
And at the end, he sowed the seed on good ground. Listen to this. He says, but this is Luke 8:15. It says, but that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. It says, having heard the word, keep it. Praise the Lord, and bring forth fruit unto repentance. That little verse right there, that's Luke 8:15. These are the God, we hope we're the seeds on good ground because we're going to go out there. We're going to bring forth some fruit with patience. And we heard the word of God and we're keeping it. I heard about the Ten Commandments, you know, not too long ago, and I'm keeping it. I heard about the fourth commandment that's been hidden from me, the Sabbath of the Lord. Not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. Not supposed to go buy and sell on the Sabbath. No matter if your mother wants you to do it, if your father wants you to do it, if your sister wants you, say, nope. It's God's holy day, Sabbath, Saturday, Friday night to Saturday night. And then unfortunately, we got these people that are Seventh-day Adventists that were created in the 1800s. They don't even know about the Feast of the Lord that have Shabbatons in them, just like Pentecost. In 2 weeks from now, Pentecost on Sunday is a Sabbath. It's a Shabbaton. Not supposed to work, not supposed to watch the ball game, not supposed to watch movies. It's a day to read the Bible, be with your brothers. It says it's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a day of actually assembling. It's a day of being with your brothers and sisters. Some people separate themselves from the brothers and sisters. Some people, the devil tricks, and, you know, they're always, you know, they point the finger at everyone else. They never look in the mirror. They never take the mote out of their own eye, and then they separate themselves, and then, boom, the devil's got them. We tell everybody, come out from among them. Be a separate people. Come and join us. You know, this message is a simple message. Just, I can give you lots of verses about being honest. I mean, I was looking in the Bible, and I was looking in the Gospels and letters, too. There's so many about being honest. I mean, just in this week has showed me so many different things. You know, I was talking to some people down at the courthouse yesterday and today. Even they, these are people that I don't even know if they know the Lord, but even in their secular way of thinking, they say they can hardly find anyone that tells the truth. I mean, is that sad or what? And this is supposed to be Christian America. Now, I suspect this goes on in every city. I'm talking to people in Tennessee, of course, Nashville. And these people are saying it's very hard to find people that tell the truth.
If you're a lover of your own self, like the Bible says in the last days, men shall be lovers of their own self, you have pride and you don't want to tell the truth, A. And B, they make evil good and good evil.
That's right. And, you know, we do believe we're living in the last days, and men's hearts are definitely turned from serving the Lord. I mean, I don't even know if people even think about the Lord. I was thinking about that the other day. How many people during the day even think about the Lord? How many people during the
usually
day?
Usually it takes something for a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people usually takes something to happen.
Yeah, I know, like a crisis, yeah. Right?
People are into, like, you know, Buddhism and into Zen and into and all that stuff till something happens. And
right.
Then it's, Lord, help me.
Well,
have you ever noticed?
Yes. I know people, I know if you get sick or you get old or you're, you know, you get some disease, all of a sudden they call upon the Lord. Hey, God might say, why didn't you call upon me when you were healthy? Don't you remember I knocked at the door of your heart? You think you're going to call upon me when you're sick?
Exactly right.
Some people just wait till they get ready to die to serve the Lord. It's too late.
The soul knows where it came from, and when it comes down to it,
yes.
It cries out to God no matter what you believe.
Amen. You know, we are One in Messiah congregation. You can always go to our website. It's oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. And if you ever want to send us mail, you can always send mail to One in Messiah congregation. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. That's P.O. Box 254. Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. And we're people that are, we can always contact us. I mean, we're ready to answer questions or comments. We even invite you to call us today. We're still here live, 256-1360. Hello, 256-1360. Anyone listening? We believe you must be born again, and you must be born of the Spirit. Speaking in tongues don't save your soul. Wearing a certain hat don't save your soul. Baptism doesn't save your soul. It's only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ you must be saved. There's only one name given under heaven whereby you must be saved.
Because when back in the Old Testament, when they offered up animals, they didn't offer up the water.
That's right.
They offered up the blood.
Right. And when they got baptized, they didn't get sprinkled either. I remember John the Baptist was dunking everybody,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Because it's symbolic of a watery grave. When you go under the water, you can't breathe. You
right.
die symbolically,
absolutely.
And you're supposed to pop out a new man. But we find most Christians, unfortunately, lie. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians commit adultery. That's because these Baptists made up this thing, once saved, always saved, which is a lie. And this message today is about no liar is going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
It would be easy.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, we don't want to sin. We don't sin willingly. You know, we don't go planning how we're going to sin. We try to keep the commandments of God. We want to be a light to the world. You're supposed to be a light to the world.
Yes.
And if you're a sinner, I doubt you're a light to the world. You know, we are One of Messiah congregation. We'd like to invite you tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow on the Lord's Day? It's the Lord's Day. Remember John on the Isle of Patmos was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He heard behind him a sound of a loud trumpet. But tomorrow is the Sabbath of the Lord. Come and join us on the Lord's Day at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church. We have a room right in the back. We're called One of Messiah Congregation. And this is at 12 o'clock at 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. I'm sure everybody that's listening knows where Brentwood, Tennessee is. Come tomorrow, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, 12 o'clock. You are invited.
Amen.
You know, we tomorrow on the Sabbath, we'll sing some songs, Lord willing. We'll read some Bible. One lady emailed me today. She wants to learn some Israeli dancing. We have a sister that teaches Israeli dancing. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. And the Bible says we're all one. You know, in the end, there's only going to be sheep and goats. Are you on the Lord's side? Moses said, Joshua. They say, they all have the same message. Yeshua says, are you part of his fold? He is the captain of our salvation. You know, I just thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. He is the Savior of the world, the Moshiach, the Savior. And we come to you with a Hebrew Jewish perspective today. I hope that you understand that Pentecost is coming. Start learning about the Feast of the Lord. This is when the Holy Spirit came down on the people that were in Jerusalem. Chapter 2 of the book of Acts, which coincides with when the Torah is given in Exodus chapter 20, when God gave the commandments, same time, the third month, Sivan. Look that up today. Look up God's calendar. Go to Esther chapter 8, verse 9. Look up the word Sivan. It's the third month of God. Right now, like I told you, we're in the second month of God called Ziph. Go look that up. Double check me. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. We only tell you the truth. Chodesh Ziv, hu Chodesh Hasheni. You know, I just thank God. It's the second month of God. We're on our way tomorrow. Tonight starts, it's going to be the fourth week. We're counting the Omar. And we keep the commandments of God. This all has to do with Jesus, Yeshua. You know, these fall feasts coming, we're in the spring feast now, but in the fall, this pertains to the second coming of the Messiah. And I thank God we have forgiveness of sin. I mean, what's more important to know that you have forgiveness of sin?
Nothing I know of.
You know, there's a prayer right in the Bible. You can read it yourself. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 13. It says, if you confess with your mouth,
amen,
and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise the Lord.
Right, amen.
Because with the heart, man believes unto salvation. With the mouth, confession is made.
That's it.
You know, you got to confess before man. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. We have no new message. It's repent of your sins. The only difference is there's going to be a fire coming this time. Last time the world was drowned because of sin. This time there's going to be a fire. We have no new message.
It's a forerunner statement of all.
Amen.
All.
We are all little John the Baptist.
Scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God we could be here. You know, I'd like to close our half hour with our brother Paul. Would you have a little song you play us? And we could talk this over of how you could be saved.
We're the only the stars in the hand of Jesus.
Amen.
We're the only thing there that's been made by man are the stars in the hands of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come to the Lord. Amen. Well, thank God we could be here from One and Messiah Congregation. Shalom to you. Come and be with us tomorrow on the Sabbath of the Lord. I just thank God that there's salvation to Jews and Gentiles, and to whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. We say shalom and God bless you from Winner Messiah.
Amen.
You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.